claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
November 9th, 1989. History is made. The Berlin Wall falls. Years pass. Decades end. A new century is born. In 2021, one wall remains at Revolution Radio. The wall between Studio A, the Wisdom Circle, and Studio B, the Raw Deal. The wall falls. History is made. Wisdom Circle plus Raw Deal equals the event. James Fetzer, David Scorpio, Giuseppe Baffangolo. History is made. And now, the event.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer welcoming you to the event where Giuseppe Baffangulo is with us. We hope to be joined by David Scorpio. Our very special guest today has her own two-hour national show on Red State Radio from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. She has been so outspoken, the Illuminati have been threatened by her, used electronic ignition from the air to burn her home down. She has 30 years of cancer treatment research therein. She has a photographic memory. She is completely unafraid. We welcome to the event, Reba. What a pleasure.
Hi, Jim. It's an honor to be with you today.
We are simply delighted. Giuseppe was so enthralled with the conversation he had with you just a day or so ago. He was tremendously impressed. He knew you'd be perfect for the event, and I, of course, thought so too. Tell us a bit about what you've had to endure over the years and why you represent such a threat to the deep state.
Well, a bit about my family history. My grandfather and all of his brothers were 33rd degree Masons and also in the Shriners. And one of my great uncles was actually the Grand Poopah. And so I grew up all my life with these individuals around me, observing their activities and experiencing it firsthand. And it was quite shocking to find out at that young age what was going on with our children. Child sex trafficking is real. I've experienced it personally. I can attest to the fact that there are individuals widespread around the world who are working to destroy humanity. And this is a very real and ever-present danger. And we, the people, unite. And,
Reba, you've got an echo going. Do you have headphones to use, or are you using a speaker setup?
I have a headphone set.
Oh, it sounds good. It sounds good to me, Giuseppe.
I can hear her. She's hearing an echo. That's why she's. Let me see if I can fix this real quick. Hold on. Okay.
Well, Reba, it's already obvious that you have known too much. You're not only an expert in this subject, particularly threatening individual in relation to the ongoing activities, child trafficking, manipulating governments and the like that are so threatened by you.
Yes, I'm definitely not a household name, but I am known around the world. I've been active for over 30 years doing humanitarian work on every continent except Antarctica. I haven't been there as yet, but God has really blessed me with information to help people with all sorts of disease in the body, whether it be four stage cancers or other issues like autism and diabetes and other ills that have been plaguing us, which all comes back to the chemicals, the toxicity that they've been pouring into our environments, into our bodies through the air, water, furniture, clothing, food, everything that has surrounded us is being bombarded and overwhelmed with toxicity from chemicals. And this really stepped up the pace at following World War II.
When I was a child growing up in Southern California, and we heard about fluoride, it was then regarded, even when I was in high school, as some kind of right-wing, you know, fantasy. But we learn now that fluoride is, in fact, a neurotoxin, that it's a waste product, apparently from the development of nuclear weapons. So they found a way to dispose of it and make money at the same time. And when you combine that with chemtrails, I mean, it's a wonder we have any water to drink or air to breathe. It's outrageous what the government itself is doing to the American people and now compounding it with all the coronavirus pandemic, which appears to be more of a mass illusion than a reality, but where the vaccines are real and seriously threatening to the health of every individual who receives one. Your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. They're attacking from every direction. And this so-called vaccine is not a vaccine at all. It's actually a bioweapon, and it's altering our DNA. Many people are dropping dead. They have the website VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, VAERS. It's been tracking vaccine injuries and deaths for over 31 years. And the total deaths over the last 31 years up until the corona vaccine are less than, or I should say, the deaths from COVID-19 vaccine are more than all the other 31 years worth of deaths combined. This has been an orchestrated event that's been in the works for decades. They've planned this out. They intend to murder 90% of the inhabitants of the planet.
I think that is the agenda. We're delighted that Scorpio has joined us. I will turn first, however, to Giuseppe, since he has done so much in the medical area and exposed so many fraudulent aspects of the pandemic and the vaccines. Giuseppe.
Yeah, Rita, I wouldn't know, but my midlife career changed 20 years ago. I went back to college and became a doctor of oriental medicine with a master's of science in oriental medicine and a bachelor's of science in Eastern Western natural nutrition. And I've since had my own small holistic practice for 15 years now. And everything you're saying is spot on. I would just add that, Jim, you said it's the government. I think the government is controlled by these satanic transnational corporations, that you've literally got this hidden hand cabal that's driving the governments to do this. I think that the government itself is up to a certain level of employee are decent people. But when you get these traitorous political operatives involved, especially the Faucis, the Burks, the Redfields, and the and now this new dual citizen traitor running the CDC, that's where you get the problems. But yeah, everything you're saying is exactly right, and it's so disturbing. And Rita, did you know that Harvard, the famous Harvard University, did an audit of the VAERS system, I think in 2010. Ironic, that's right, when Bill Gates launched his vaccine monopoly initiative. And they found that less than 1% of all actual deaths, maimings, injuries from the vaccination are listed in the VAERS, because it's very difficult to use for the average person. And the medical personnel don't want to put their name to it because they're afraid they'll lose their job. So multiply what's going on by as much as 100. That is truly bioweapon genocide.
Well, we're over 600,000 deaths if you take that into account.
Yep.
Just in the United States.
Right.
Yeah, I believe it's over a million worldwide easily. Yes.
I believe it's probably over a million just in the U.S. I will share something with you. Back in February, a friend of mine who is a coroner in one of the Western states, she informed me that the total number of deaths over the previous year that were attributed to COVID-19 were fewer in number than the number of people that had died from the vaccine in 1 month.
Amazing. And what they're doing is everything that they're listing as caused by COVID-19 or now a comorbidity is in reality murder by injection.
Well, and the people they said died by the virus itself was less than 5% of the number they gave us.
Right. That's exactly right.
And it was similar, of course, with regard to the Spanish flu, where it turned out that a study by Tony the Rat and his colleagues established that of the millions who died, actually tens of millions, very few died from the flu itself. Most died from bacterial pneumonia infections that are promoted by, guess what, wearing face masks.
Yep, the mask is the culprit. And they know this. And this, in fact, shows their hand because they know these facts. They know the statistics. They knew that wearing a mask for the past year would cause a lot of deaths, whether it be from suicide, pneumonia, heart attacks, new cancers, because when you're rebreathing the toxicity that your body's trying to expel, you are creating a very acidic environment in your blood, which promotes the growth and production of cancer cells.
Yes, yes, yes. Scorpio, I'm so glad you're here with us. Please engage, join the conversation.
Well, Reba, first of all, very nice to meet you. And, you know, what I'm shocked by, quite honestly, I agree with your assessment. It's they're using every tool in their at their disposal to kill as many people as possible. And it seems like we've reached a point where they're barely even trying to hide it anymore. I guess my question for you is, you know, like, for example, during the so-called swine flu outbreak in the 1970s, I believe they pulled the plug on the vaccine after like 70 something people died. It was a really low number. What do you think has changed that's allowed them to be so brazen in terms of just openly killing people from now compared to the 1970s? What do you think the factor is that's changed?
Well, they've been conducting a soft kill for decades now. You know, they've been putting these cancer viruses in the vaccines and giving more and more of these vaccines. And there's been injury and death happening all along. But they know that their time is running out. People are waking up. And if they don't pull out all the stops to try to gain complete and controlled domination at this time, they're going to lose it all, because an awake public is not going to tolerate these clowns any longer.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's I do think they are on a timetable here. And as the result, they're making a lot of mistakes right now, because the whole timetable has been moved up and rushed. And we're seeing a lot of bad mistakes being made, which is good for our side, of course. And I guess the second part of my question is, you know, it seems like, you know, a lot of the world is being given a reprieve, especially the United States. We're being given a kind of a reprieve. Things are opening. Maybe you have to wear your mask. Maybe you don't. The concerts, you know, all this are starting to reopen. But what do you think awaits? Do you have any intuitive feeling or any information about what might be awaiting us coming, you know, fall or winter of this coming year?
Well, I tell you, I believe that there's going to be some sort of a big event that's going to take place soon. About 8 years ago, there was a statement made that they would expect a nuclear weapon attack on DC within the next 10 years. So that time frame is nearly expired. And, you know, they always say what they're going to do before they do it. They always show you. I mean, like there was talk about, you know, planes hitting the Twin Towers before that happened. Mm-hmm. And there's talk about, you know, different ships being attacked or shootings in public places and in schools. They talk about these things and then they happen. And of course, we're all aware that they have done these so-called practices, you know, these like there was an event on 9/11. They were actually doing a training that day and they were trying to make sure they were ready. And so there was confusion and these kinds of things, the timing of it has been more than coincidental. There are no coincidences. And so they use these things to kind of mask their real intention, but yet it's right in front of your face.
I think that's 100% correct. They feel if they inform you in advance, and they do so in multiple venues, even The Simpsons, for example, is used to project exactly what they're planning to do. They feel they have shifted the responsibility to the public. And if they do not respond to cope with it, then they deserve what they get, roughly is the bottom line.
That's right. And so one of the things that's been in the forefront of my mind recently is that Simpson episode where they show Donald Trump in a casket. You know, they showed him and Melania coming down the escalator when he announced he was running for president. They announced the Twin Towers being hit by airplanes. And so what are they intending to do to land our President Trump in a casket? And will it be literally him or is it a clone? You know, they do so many things with, you know, mirrors, smoke and mirrors, and is it going to be real? I don't know. Or is it just going to be more propaganda?
Well, Reba, they fear Trump like they have no other politician in recent history. I mean, it's astounding. He is a phenomenon. He did recently hold one of his latest rallies and drew a huge crowd, as I recall, in Ohio, very strong. They have sought to demonize him in every possible way. Israeli control of the mainstream media went all in for Biden, trashed Trump at every opportunity, I believe in part, because they did not believe Trump would support any attacks by Israel on Iran. And now they're seeking to bring the U.S. military in to do the dirty work for them, just as after 9/11. The U.S. military engaged in the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region. They didn't make it past Syria to confront the Persian nation of Iran, but it was not for lack of trying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you, there's a lot of infiltration by the Mossad here in the United States and in a lot of our congressional districts and stuff. These people are running for Congress. They infiltrated every level. And when I was a young girl, I had heard a lot of talk about the Jesuits, you know, and the Black Pope and all these different things. And of course, for decades now, we've been hearing about the pedophiles and this activity that's been going on at the Vatican and around the world with different priests and bishops. But there are people in the FBI, there are people in interdenominational churches, there are people in corporate life, in Hollywood, in the music industry. I mean, it's everywhere. So when someone starts talking about these different groups that are doing these evil things, we need to realize that it's not just in one or two or two dozen. It's everywhere. They are all involved. They have been very thorough in their planning, and every single denomination, every single religion, every single company, every single government, they've all been infiltrated. And don't be mistaken, China, they have a deep state just as like we do, and so does North Korea, Russia. they all have a deep state. They're operating everywhere. And that's why they have nearly succeeded in their quest to have complete and total dominion of the planet and all the people in it.
Scorpio.
I think you're spot on, Reba. This is great. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, Joe Biden's administration is thoroughly packed with dual citizen Israelis whose, you know, loyalty to this country is questionable. And, you know, over half of his I've lost count, but over half of his cabinet and top positions are all dual citizen Israelis. And so what's interesting to me is that we have a situation now where, you know, these people's loyalty is quite questionable. And, you know, I don't believe this narrative. I kind of agree with what you were touching upon. I don't agree with this narrative that somehow China is this rogue monster. The West created China from the very beginning. If you look at the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, they've been involved in funding and propping up the Communist Party since its very inception, even helping the communists win over Chiang Kai-shek. So I believe that the Chinese communists are sort of the best enemy money can buy. And how do you see this war playing out? Like you talked about, you know, nuclear bombs possibly being used. How do you see this war playing out? And obviously it's going to be Russia and China and Iran against the United States and whatever other Western bloc countries. What's your thought on that?
Well, I think the players may be shuffled up a bit for sure. The only reason why I say a nuclear weapon in D.C. is because that's what they have said. This is not something I dreamed of or did not originate with me. I'm just repeating their words where they have revealed what they anticipate will transpire. Now, I think that we do have evidence that there are many white hats, if you will, that have been putting things into place to try to protect life of we patriots as much as can be. But I anticipate things are going to get a little rough for a short period of time, but I don't expect it's going to last for a long length of time. I think we are looking. Everyone needs to be prepared, you know, and here's how you can best prepare. And that is make sure your relationship with our creator is intact. Make sure it is well connected every single day. This is a spiritual war. There are physical components, but the spiritual nature of this far exceeds anything else at this moment. These are Satanists. That's the bottom line. They are Satanists. That is their motivation. And they have used nations and soldiers and every means necessary to try to obtain complete and total dominion of the planet. And there are good people in all of these nations. There are good people in Iran. There are good people in China. There are good people in Russia. And there are good people in all these different religions where we've seen the pedophilia. So I don't want people to think that there's any particular stereotype that singles out one particular demographic as being demonic or satanic. There are good people in all these areas, even in the Masons. I know that the higher levels of the Masons, they are Satanists. But you have people that are like in your first, second degrees. They don't understand this. And there's some really good, solid spiritual individuals that are new into these secret societies. And they don't have a full appreciation of what they're all about as yet. So you even have some people that are in the Masons that are respectable and hardworking patriots that care about their family and their nation.
Do you feel as though America is deliberately setting itself up to lose this possible conflict? I mean, it seems like they're doing all they can to screw up the morale, mess up the higher echelons of the military with transgender, communists, all kinds of just bizarre characters that really aren't qualified to be in leadership positions. Whereas, you know, neither China nor Russia is feminizing their military. And, you know, I don't think it's a good idea to be feminizing your military if you want to win wars. And I just get the feeling that we're being deliberately set up to lose this coming conflict. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the promotion of feminizing our men, it is disgusting. It's an outrage. We need strong men. And this is part of the reason why these transgenders, these so-called transgenders, are trying to participate in women's sports, because men, even the weakest men, are often stronger than a strong woman, because you have different type of hormones circulating in your body. But when I saw these advertisements of our military versus the advertisement of the Russians, I mean, it was disgusting. They should not be portraying our people in such a fashion. But here's the saddest part of it, Scorpio. This is a reality that's been playing out in our nation. When I think back 40 years ago of a high school male, he was a real man. He had masculine features by the time he was in high school. The guys were shaving. They had musculature, you know, that was fitting of a grown man. But today, because of all these chemicals, because of all these hormones being put in the air and the water and the food and in these vaccines, this has caused an explosion of very confused male gender in our society, not to mention the, not even mentioning the indoctrination and the brainwashing that's taking place in as young as preschoolers. You know, they are encouraging these boys to dress as girls and play with dolls. Like when I was a young girl, I played with dolls, but I had older brothers and they were doing boy things, you know, like cowboys and Indians and things like that, climbing on top of roofs and jumping off. And I followed them. I wanted to be like my big brother. So I'm a more masculinized female, I guess you could say, in my attitude. I'm a warrior, you know, I'm not a girly girl. I'm a warrior. And so I was always competing with my big brothers. And I think it's important that women be strong. The mean girl kind of attitude that's been propagated in our society has no useful purpose whatsoever.
I want to return to the point you made about Trump in a casket. My colleague Scott Bennett, a former Army Intel and PsyOps officer, has conjectured that the Democrats might want to assassinate Joe Biden because he's so incompetent to win sympathy and promote their political agenda. I am inclined to think, given that observation, however, they'd be more disposed to take out Donald Trump. I mean, they had to massively rig the election back in 2016, all right, for Hillary, and he beat them then. They went to even greater lengths in 2020, and he beat them again. It would have been an overwhelming victory for Trump, but for manipulating the numbers when they realized what had happened, so that Sidney Powell released a map, an electoral map, where the nation was virtually red from coast to coast. Trump took California and Minnesota, which I had been predicting would be the case, 410 electoral votes before switching, though, the ballots, changing the outcomes began. I think it would make far more sense to assassinate their nemesis, Donald Trump.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that point to that, Jim, and that's why I've been actually talking about it for the last few days on my radio show, Reba Live, because I think people need to be prepared for that. But, you know, there was also a statement made a couple of years ago that was talking about, because we all want the swamp to be drained. We all want to get rid of these swamp creatures, if you will. You know, we need to get real patriots, we the people, representing we the people. And so what we have seen is that these individuals that are so-called being elected, they are not of us at all. And like Scorpio had mentioned, they are taking these individuals and putting them into these positions of power and authority, who have a dual citizenship, who have divided loyalties. And I don't believe that anyone that's representing the people should have an oath that they have taken to anything other than God and the United States of America. I don't believe that we can have people that have any type of loyalty to someplace else. We have to be nationalists for sure. But they intend to take out our president, President Trump, through any means necessary. And of course, they use this rigged election. We have these hints through their actions, as well as through the Simpsons, as mentioned before. So I would not be surprised if he were assassinated, or we were told he was assassinated. And I also would not be surprised if he is arrested, because it has been said that we would have an election. The first arrest would be one that would shock the world. I think everyone is expecting the Democrats to be arrested. No doubt. And rhinos, they'll be arrested. But the one person that would truly shock the world to be arrested would be Donald John Trump.
Yeah, because it would be completely trumped up. And by the way, there have been at least a dozen attempts to assassinate him, one at Mar-a-Lago, where a bullet was fired from an elevation indicating they were using a helicopter to fly through a window, but it had recently been reinforced with bulletproof glass and didn't hit him in his bed. Otherwise, the trajectory would have been spot on. Scorpio, your thoughts about assassinating Trump?
Well, it seems like what they're doing is they're going to go after the legal method to just drag him through the mud with spurious charges of all kinds. And, you know, it's interesting. The guy that they're fingering is some Jewish guy, forget his name, that was his CEO, or no, not CEO, but like chief financial officer, I believe. So I think we're just going to see Trump drug through the mud here. And I don't expect to see any arrests personally. I don't think any change is going to come from within the system, because this cabal, whatever you want to call it, they own all of it on the inside. And that's why they're making their big move now. They feel as though the consolidation of power is complete enough to go ahead for the final solution, which is what's going on right now. I don't see why they'd want to assassinate Joe Biden. He's really, in some ways, the perfect president. He's senile, he's corrupt, and he takes orders well, even though he is a pathetic-looking character, but the media gives him a pass every time. They act as though there's nothing wrong, when it's quite clear that this man is very feeble and not really with it. And even Putin, you know, commented on their meeting that, Joe is a nice guy. He talked a lot about his childhood and his mother, and that wasn't totally relevant to our conversation, but it was nice to hear. I thought that was sort of just a very roundabout way of saying, wow, this guy's really out of it.
Wonderful. Giuseppe, your thoughts about taking out Biden versus Trump, or neither?
I think that there's a high likelihood that they'll want to remove Biden because the incompetent whore Kamala Harris is such a perfect figurehead for the anti-white, anti-male agenda that the Synagogue of Satan wants to implement here in Wimerica. So I would think that they are absolutely going to remove Biden in the next year, so they can get the traitor Kamala Harris as the installed president.
If I may,
please.
I think that taking out Biden and then taking out Kamala and also Nancy Pelosi would have quite a few advantages, because if they, because we know they have been hyping up this whole narrative, pointing to Trump supporters as being likely to commit violent acts. And so they would, it would not surprise me that they would frame a Trump supporter for murdering Biden, for assassinating him, and then in quick succession also taking out Kamala and Nancy Pelosi. I don't expect Biden will be in that position for much longer.
Scorpio?
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Joe Biden's days are numbered either way. You know, he's clearly not in good health. He shuffles around like an old man. And you know, he's doing this weird thing where he leans up into the podium and kind of just whispers stuff. It's so creepy and weird, you know. You know, the man certainly is not well mentally or physically. So, yeah, his days are certainly numbered. And, you know, it does seem like Kamala Harris would be a great, you know, addition to the club. But I think right now she's not ready for prime time. She's got that goofy laugh she does, and she's really completely unprepared for the position. They're probably training her behind the scenes to fill this position with psychologists and media people explaining to her how to behave to be more effective. But, you know, that's why they're promoting, you know, black people as the victim for everything. And we need to redo the whole system because, you know, they're just really trying to elevate black people at the expense of white people and to create racial tension. That's the whole goal, is to keep everyone at each other's throats. So in that regard, Kamala Harris would be a very good fit for what's coming.
The disadvantage, however, Scorpio, is you have to have something to work with Kamala. There's nothing to work with. There's nothing there. You cannot change a lifetime of vacuity and mental incompetence and shallow character. There's no way you can do that by training. Giuseppe, your thoughts.
Well, I'm curious to hear from Reba taking out the top three Democratic color revolutionist traitors. Who does she think that the deep state wants installed then?
Well, I think there's a high likelihood that the military will have to step in at some point, and they definitely will have to if, in fact, there is this nuclear device that is released on D.C. I know that there's a continuity of power that has been prearranged. It's been in place for decades, and they may have to take over at that point. So I know we have a lot of corruption in the military, just like we have in all the other institutions across our nation, whether it be a church, different levels of government. So the military also has its corrupt bad actors. And I've done quite a few reports on this. In fact, there are many of our military that have been murdered, and they label them suicides. And one of the cases I uncovered last summer was a young man who had been on guard watch, and they claimed he committed suicide by shooting himself in the mouth with his service revolver. And in fact, what happened, there was a gang of individuals who beat him to death, and then they shot him to try to cover it up. But he had broken bones, many broken bones, and it was bloodied all over, not coming from his mouth. That gunshot wound took place after he was dead. So, but they labeled it suicide. They did a quote-unquote autopsy. They shipped his body home to his mother and advised her not to have an open casket, and advised that they cremate the body. Well, she didn't want to cremate. Of course, that would destroy all the evidence. And they had the burial last year. This was several months after he'd been dead and buried. I suggested to her that she might want to consider that there was something nefarious that occurred. She had the body exhumed, had another autopsy, and it revealed the truth of the matter. So these kinds of things are happening. And I think there's some people in the military that have their eyes on controlling this nation, because when you control the United States, you control the world, basically.
Well, if Mike Flynn were the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a military intervention might be a good thing. But with this Mark Miley, who seems to be a wimp and an enthusiast for critical race theory, I mean, he's a dubious character, in my opinion. I don't see him as a pillar of integrity or dedication to the Constitution. Giuseppe, your thoughts.
Well, I think the points that Reba's making are outstanding, and I think that they're clearly the synagogue of Satan controls the United States military, and that's been the case for at least two decades, if not longer, because since Israel and the Rothschild operatives were behind the actual attack of 9/11 and the murder of 3,000 innocents, with collusion from insiders such as the traitor Cheney, the traitor Rumsfeld, and the other neocon dual citizen traitors. If there was actually a military that honored their oath to the Constitution, Israel would 20 years ago would have been nothing but rubble and smoking dust, because they attacked us. They should have been wiped off the earth at that point. Mm-hmm. Yet nothing happened, and just the opposite. Much like the Kennedy assassination, this elaborate ruse, this deception, this lie at the highest levels to shroud what really happened has occurred. And the other point I'd like to get Reba's thoughts on is, not only is this cover-up of that poor soul in the military, but look at, in the last few years, nearly 200 PhD-level virologists have been murdered because they were a threat to reveal the bioweapon vaccination agenda. Nearly 200 natural doctors and osteopaths, herbalists have been murdered for revealing that Nagalase is in all the injections, which is a cancer causer. And so this is not happening in a vacuum. This is all associated. It's all driven by the same synagogue of Satan that is literally seeking to destroy the divine, destroy nature, and replace this world with this bizarre transhuman agenda and a terraforming that makes this planet unsuitable for life, except if you're a transhuman, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're so right about the synagogue of Satan, and I talk about that often on my show as well. You know, there are many who say they are Jews, but they are not. I'm actually Jewish by birth. And I was not raised Jewish. I found that out when I did my genealogy back in the 90s. But the majority of people that claim to be a Jew, they are pretenders. They're not truly Jewish.
Right.
And they were, quote unquote, converted, you know, hundreds of years ago. And these synagogues around the world, the majority of them have so much infiltration that it's very difficult to tell who's real and who's not. But like I said, it's in every religion, but, these individuals, these bankers, like the Rothschilds,
right.
You know, they've had this, this idea that they would cause the, bringing about of the apocalypse. You know, the book of Revelation, that's why they created the land of Israel, and they've been creating these things to bring in the third temple. They are wanting to force this to come to fruition. And they have their own motives for that, but it all comes back again to the Satanists. It's all about these satanic rituals and their agenda. And they are using the Jewish faith as a cover.
Reba, what's the advantage of being a fake Jew that you then are one of the chosen people? I'm puzzled.
Yeah, I don't understand their thinking either, Jim. You know, I really don't want to understand what motivates murderers and thieves. My thought process is always in being of service to others. And so when I see individuals that are untrustworthy, lack all integrity, and they're nothing but scammers and frauds, it's hard for me to put myself inside their head and understand it. Like, I don't think I even want to go there, Jim.
Well, I'd like to interject and suggest there's two reasons. One, you get to hide behind the idea that you're a perpetual victim. And two, you get to stroke your deviant ego by claiming you're the chosen people. So I think that's the two reasons why they hide behind the Jewish faith.
Scorpio, you have thoughts on this? It's a very
I do, absolutely. I just want to caution. I think the idea that the U.S. military so-called intervening is going to be a good thing is really fallacious. You know, back in the 1990s, they began questioning military, you know, just boots on the ground types. Would you be willing to fire on American citizens? So, and they've been increasing that number of yes responses higher and higher over the years. So this has been a long standing plan. And of course, as Giuseppe pointed out, we've been fighting wars for Israel for the last 20 years. And, you know, the old saying, he who pays the piper calls the tune. There's no question that the U.S. military is under the control of the bankers, the Rothschild cabal, whatever you want to call it. There's no way they would have left that out of the equation. So I believe that when they do pull the plug on this old system, what they're going to do, they're going to have to declare some type of martial law. And what they've done is sort of spread this notion within the patriot community that this will be a good thing, when I don't believe it will. I think it'll be the end of freedom. It'll be the end of the system as we know it, and a birth of this World Economic Forum, you will own nothing and be happy system.
That's very disturbing and all too plausible, alas, Reba. Yes, more.
Well, going back to what Giuseppe said, I'm trying to remember exactly the two points you made, Giuseppe.
Well, one was being part of the chosen people, the other acquiring the status of a perpetual victim, right, so that you benefit thereby.
Well, I have seen them play that anti-Semitic card many, many times in my life. And so I would agree with you, Giuseppe, that that's one of their motivations. It's kind of like the ultimate racism card, or all the other isms, you know. And this whole story that's been told about how many millions of Jews were slaughtered during World War II in the concentration camps, I think it's been a lot of inflated ideas.
Yeah, because of course Jewish political clout is rooted in a Western sense of guilt over the Holocaust. So if they learn that in fact these were actually labor camps, that the total number who died in all the camps was 296,081 from all causes, none of whom died from being put to death in a gas chamber using Zyklon B, that there was a British soccer team at Auschwitz, that hundreds, even thousands of babies were born in these camps. It shatters the narrative, where even a former member of the Israeli cabinet on the air with Amy Goodman admitted that when Israel is criticized, if it's in Europe, we bring up the Holocaust, in the United States, anti-Semitism, that it's a trick. She was openly acknowledging it's a trick, meaning a political move to just block criticism on the basis of what is essentially historical mythology.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of Holocausts that have taken place over the millennia. You know, we have in the Dark Ages, millions upon millions of Christians were slaughtered in Europe. And we have, of course, during the time, the biblical times in Egypt, where they slaughtered the babies. And during the time of the Messiah, they slaughtered the babies right there in the land. So and then in more modern times, we have in the 1840s in Ireland, where they slaughtered millions of the Irish by starving them to death, by stealing all their food and taking it to Great Britain. So we've had a lot of mass kill-offs, genocides, Holocausts that have happened. And we're seeing a Holocaust played out on a worldwide scale at this time with this jab. I can foresee we're going to have 2 to 3 billion people with a B that will die because of this injection.
Reba, I agree completely. And it appears there are 3 stages. The mask kill us slowly. The jab faster, but it looks as though ultimately they're going to achieve the reduction, for example, here in the United States, by withdrawing the food supply. So it's going to be mass starvation. That will take us from the projections where Deagle is telling us exactly what they're planning. 330 million Americans in 2020, but only 65 in 2025. I mean, look, we're losing, you know, more than 250 million Americans in less than 5 years if they're able to carry out their draconian agenda.
Well, they've already started this over in Europe. I heard a gentleman from India whose family grows crops in Spain as well as Italy. And he was speaking this past week in London at the demonstration there against the COVID-19 and the lockdowns and the masks. And he was saying that the government has bought up the food from the farmers. They're letting it rot in the warehouses and in the trucks to starve the people. And they could easily do this, and they could use all kinds of cover stories. You know, we've had the inability to get gasoline. Like, we've got a shortage in gasoline right now, they're saying, across the United States, when people are trying to gas up their cars to travel to see family and friends over the 4th of July weekend. Well, they can shut things down in a moment if they so choose, and we will have no food coming to our grocery stores, no toilet paper, none of the things that people like ran to the store for when all this COVID-19 lockdown happened last year. They can shut everything down. We don't have local storehouses anymore like we did 50 years ago. There's no back room in your local Whole Foods or Kroger or Fred's or wherever you shop. And many people have not prepared. They don't have food on hand, and there will be massive starvation. This is something that I am confident will play out. They continue to use the same game card over and over again.
And the people are so passive, they don't know what to do about it. And the idea of a collective resistance, I'm sorry to say, as Scorpio has frequently reminded us, is just a myth. I mean, it's wishful thinking. It's a fantasy. Scorpio, your thoughts. Reba's predicting there is going to be mass starvation worldwide, and it's going to hit the United States very hard.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. You know, we have to realize that the entire system is in the hands of these people, and they've already taken things too far to turn around. That's what we need to remember. It's, you know, Daryl Wayne kind of used the analogy of, you know, if you're using a big mallet or a big sledgehammer and you've got it up over your head, once it starts to go down, there's no way to stop it. And that's where we are now. We're on that downward trajectory. They've taken things too far. They're going to push it. And the thing about using so-called supply chain shortages is that it's an act of God. It was nobody's fault. It wasn't planned. And that, I think that's a very realistic scenario. And I think people should be ready for it. And I don't think there's any stopping it. And I just want to thank Reba for coming on. I have to drop off this next hour. I have an important appointment I have to go to. My apologies. But thank you so much. And it was a great conversation. And we'll see.
Well, Scorpio, it's fantastic you could join us for this first hour. We know how many obligations, commitments, and business matters you must attend to. So thank you for joining us for this first hour.
Okay, Jim, thanks for your understanding. And Giuseppe, good to see you, man. Take care, and we'll see you soon.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Giuseppe, I believe that what we're seeing with these massive heat waves on the West Coast and on the East are actually part of the weather manipulation to destroy crops to ensure that we're going to have this shortage of food that Reba is predicting, with which I agree. Your thoughts?
Oh, I completely agree. I think that the weather manipulation, I don't think that they can just simply say, well, we're going to create a heat wave. But I think they've got it down to where they can nudge weather systems away in certain areas. So now all of a sudden, tragically, you've got this insane level of heat and humidity in the Pacific Northwest. And I don't know if listeners and Reba and you, Jim, realize that it never gets that hot in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. So 99% of all houses there don't have air conditioning.
That's right.
So they're murdering people. Lots of people are going to die from that. And it's terrible. And it's funny how easy it is for these parasitic elites to take a good idea like the Japanese just-in-time stocking mechanism and implement it and make it seem, oh, at the corporate level, oh, what, you know, we got this down, and how easy it is to sabotage that, as Reba just discussed with described as well. All you got to do is shut down the trucks, and within a week people are going to be freaking out because they didn't have 30 days worth of food, which we've been saying that you need minimum at least to ride out something like this. So it's really sad that a lot of good ideas can always be sabotaged, and that's exactly what we're experiencing now.
Reba, with your concurrence, we'll open the lines for callers during the second hour. Does that work for you?
Sure. And Giuseppe, you're so right about these temperatures. It's been over 100 degrees for well over a week in Oregon. And I know that I have elderly friends there, and they're having to sleep outside. They have no air conditioning, and they can't tolerate being indoors anymore.
Well, this number, of course, is 540-352-4452. 540-352-4452. Call in, join the conversation with Reba, Giuseppe, and me. We're up against a hard break here momentarily. I repeat the number, 540-352-4452.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. that time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to hour two of the event. I'm one of the co-hosts, Giuseppe Vaffangulo from the District of Criminals, and we're joined by the fascinating Reba from Reba Live on Red States Radio. She does a live two-hour show Monday through Sunday, or Sunday through Monday, I guess is the right way to say it. It's 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. She definitely is awake, aware, and she's also running for the United States Senate in Florida. So anyone listening in Florida, you need to vote for Reba. So Reba, how is your Senate campaign going so far?
Well, I've been so busy working on other projects, I haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about my Senate race. There are solutions available. During the first hour, we were talking about some of the difficulties that we've been facing as a nation and individually, but there are real solutions that we can institute that will correct this whole problem that we have been living through our whole lives up to this point. And that is this. There are actually five branches of government. They lied to us and told us there were only three. We all know we have an executive, legislative, and judicial branch. But we the people in assembly, we are the head and they are the tail. We're the boss and they are the employee. And they have flipped this thing upside down and back assward. And it's time for us to right this ship, because we need to take our authority back, and we need to conduct our own elections and not allow the government to do that. We, the people in our own precincts, we need to conduct our elections. We need to count the votes, and we need to inform them who we have elected to be our voices.
Amen.
Very, very appropriate thoughts, Reba. We certainly strongly support you. We would be very glad to do whatever we can in that regard. Meanwhile, we have a caller online from the 778 area code. Caller, please give us your first name and state and join the conversation.
Well, my name is Daryl. I'm in Florida as far as my state goes.
Good, Daryl. Join with Reba, Giuseppe, and me.
Well, thank you. I actually have a joke for you guys. What did the liberal comedy club owner say to the accomplished touring conservative comedian?
Give us.
Well, the answer, of course, is nothing. You know, they simply won't. Yeah, well, and it is funny. They won't return the comedian's calls. They won't book them for any shows. It's just the way it is nowadays.
This is, you're speaking even literally as being the case. Yes, I can well believe it.
Yeah, I'm a touring conservative stand-up comedian. My name is Daryl Kraft. Then the craft is easy for me is sort of my tagline. But honestly, things nowadays for a comedian like me, it's not easy. And I wonder if you guys see that. You know, the kids nowadays don't want to hear the edgy material. I feel like their skin is so thin that they're afraid that the edgy material will cut their skin because their skin is so thin and they can't handle the edge of something could cut it potentially.
Well, I think you make good points. Do you have questions or comments for Reba, Giuseppe, or me specifically?
Yeah, I got a question. How come kids don't know what it's like to be in a line? They only know what it's like to be online. Well, I used to have to wait in lines to do various activities when I was younger, and all those activities would probably get me canceled in today's culture. You know what I'm saying, Jim? That's what I'm saying. I mean, honestly, free speech is a serious thing in our country. And where, what does it say about our country if I can't do my racism jokes and my sexism jokes and my homophobia jokes because they're going to make some orange-haired kid butt hurt, right?
Well said.
Thank you. I appreciate it. If anyone knows in Homestead, I'm looking for mics. I'm looking for open mics to hit. So if you know Daryl Kraft, comedian, touring stand-up comedian, I've got a bunch of credits. A lot of them are very iffy. All right, I'll see you guys later.
Well, I'm very glad you called. Reba, what did you make of that?
Well, I'd like to see if Daryl would be willing to share his number with me so I can call him and perhaps have him come on my show later. I think we need more laughter, and I don't censor. So, we need to laugh. You know, in fact, many people have healed their cancers by laughter alone.
I believe we have a caller from Colorado. Sal, are you here? Are you with us?
I sure am.
I've become familiar with and now regard as a very dear and special friend. Sal first suggested that you would be a perfect guest for the big event here, the event, Reba. So I'm glad to have him. Sal, give us your thoughts.
Well, here's why I believe, and I agree with your observations about this heat wave being manufactured. When I draw water from my tap, if the ground were hot, then the water would be warm. But I could turn the tap on in less than 5 seconds, I get cold, cold water. And the only reason that could possibly be is because they are doing something from above the earth to heat it up.
You mean using directed energy weapons? I think that this weather manipulation is something that they've mastered quite a few decades ago, and that they're using selectively as a weapon of war against other nations, but now against the American people, indeed the entire population of the world.
I would agree with that 100%.
Reba, your thoughts.
What specifically do you want my thoughts on, Jim?
Well, the use of weather warfare against the American people, among others.
Well, they've been doing that for a long, long time. You know, these chemtrails have been being sprayed for decades now. And, I remember as a young girl in elementary school, they talked about seeding the clouds, you know, to produce rain. And so they've been manipulating weather for a very long time, but yet they try to say that it's all a conspiracy theory that they can even do these things. But of course, they can create tornadoes and hurricanes and anything they wish. And they can use energy weapons to direct energy beam down and start a forest fire or burn someone's house.
Yes, Giuseppe.
Oh, I think they absolutely have it down. And every major power has weather manipulation. And I think that's why they can only nudge these systems, because they're all doing it. And it's kind of like playing bumper cars when you used to go as a kid to the amusement park, and you can nudge the other bumper car. And I think that is exactly what's going on. And I also would like to get Reba's thoughts on this whole, Daryl Kraft brought up a great point, which is this whole intolerant, weak-minded cancel culture. Whereas, you know, 30 years ago, comedians could mock everything, and now you can't mock anything because there's everybody is so sensitive and they have their feels, and it's disgusting. And it's just we're creating a nation of weak-minded, spineless cowards that are easily the subservient cattle of the elites. It's just pathetic.
Let me just add to that, Giuseppe. I do believe political correctness was the beginning of the end, because it's compromising the First Amendment and freedom of speech. I mean, if it means anything to be an American, it's the right to speak your mind about any subject under the sun. And all of a sudden, the words you use, the way you express yourself, the topics you chose, some were permissible and others not. Completely un-American, undemocratic, and unconstitutional. Reba.
Yeah, well, I'm politically incorrect. Like, I don't care what anybody thinks about me or what I say. I speak my mind. I'm very opinionated. And, if someone gets butt hurt, oh, well, they can just go take and sit on a donut or something. Like, I don't care.
Yep.
I'm going to speak the truth. I'm going to call out the fraud and corruption. And if you don't like it, like, I call out Ron DeSantis all the time. My loyal listeners know this. Not a week goes by that I don't point out his corruption. And he lies to the people. He's very devious. And yet the media is promoting him. Patriots are jumping on board. There was a conservative group a week ago who had gathered together and they took a poll. They were saying they would vote for Ron DeSantis more than they would vote for President Trump in 2024. I think it's an outrage. This guy is absolutely insane with what he's been doing to the people here in Florida. He has not stood up for us. He has not protected us. And he talks out of both sides of his mouth.
Reba, could you elaborate on that? Because, there was a recent straw poll that had DeSantis even eclipsing Trump. It was one where you could vote for multiple candidates, but DeSantis got like 76% and Trump 74%. Where they don't add up to 100 because you can support multiple candidates. But I have regarded DeSantis as an up-and-coming star in the GOP. I would love to hear your critique.
Well, you know, when you've got somebody that's popular in this day and age where we have all these fake politicians, all these rhinos, you have to be very, very careful. I think Ron DeSantis is more dangerous than a Democrat. Why? Because the Democrats tell you the facts to your face. They let you know who they are. But people like Ron DeSantis, they're very devious. They pretend to be one thing when in fact they are the opposite. This bill that he signed back in May of this year against the so-called vaccine passport, it actually contains, towards the end of the document, where they will forcibly vaccinate Floridians through any means necessary, using military if need be, using law enforcement. He wrote the same thing in Executive Order 20-80 in March of 2020. He is very pro-vaccine, and he has lied to the people, and the people have been snookered.
I'm just shocked to hear this. Absolutely shocked to hear this. Unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable.
I've been doing town halls for over a year in Florida, trying to get the people to wake up. And they're very slow to respond. You know, you can't go into the voting booth and vote Republican and feel confident. You cannot. You have to properly vet every single candidate, because we have infiltration everywhere. And Ron DeSantis is not a friend of we the people.
Giuseppe, aren't you rather shocked to hear what Reba's telling us? I mean, I thought Ron DeSantis was a good guy, but anyone who would say we're going to vaccinate all Floridians by any means necessary, including military force, a blatant violation of the Nuremberg Code and of the right of the people to inform consent and to grant or not grant an intrusion in their own bodies. To me, that's horrific. That makes him a monster, in my opinion, a complete reversal of my previous thoughts about it.
Well, Jim, I had already understood that DeSantis was speaking out of both sides of his mouth and serving the big pharma Rothschild banking cabal agenda. And what's so insidious about people like Ron DeSantis is that they give the appearance of taking the pressure off the state of Florida, because it's so driven by tourism that, you know, oh, you don't need to wear a mask and come on, Florida's open for business, which, you know, anyone who can do their investigation understands that the a healthy immune system in the sun of Florida, and you have no worries about catching this bells and whistle gain of function bioweapon that they've released. And so he knew that it would make him look good, but he also knew that he had to serve his money masters to get onto national platform and stage. And it's clear he is shooting for the Republican presidency, and he'll probably be installed, it would seem to me.
Well, not if that information gets out, Giuseppe. We have another caller online, Chris from Vermont. Chris, join the
conversation. Jim Fetzer, thank you so much. Two things real quick. Christopher from Northern Vermont, Greenheart one in the chat room. Miss Reba, thank you so much for coming on air today, and thank you also to Giuseppe and Scorpio and St. Mitch in production. Number one, there is a petition people can sign, audit thevotepa.com. That's for Pennsylvania. So it might be interesting to look at that website, audit thevotepa.com. That's for Pennsylvania. And secondly, really quick update on the state capital of Vermont, Montpelier. They canceled Independence Day and they canceled the parade. And instead, they hired a troupe of West African drummers and dancers to celebrate their DIE agenda, D-I-E, that's diversity, inclusiveness, and equity. And they think somehow that, you know, I celebrate West African dancers and drummers also, but that only represents about 2% of Vermont population. Vermont was settled by European and Caucasian pioneers and farmers for over 200 years, and we did welcome the freed slaves to our state. So I don't see what the harm would be in celebrating our actual heritage instead of this agenda that they're trying to cram down our throat. Here's my question for Reba. Do we have any idea what role Governor DeSantis of Florida had in canceling the Trump rally that was scheduled for this Saturday in Sarasota, Florida?
I hadn't heard that he did that.
Well, I heard the rally was canceled. I don't know if that's true.
They also canceled the Alabama one on July 3rd.
I knew the Alabama one had been canceled, but I didn't know about Florida. I was planning to attend.
Could it have been a plan to assassinate him? They learned about it. He's got very good security, Reba, or he'd no longer be with us even now.
I heard the excuse was that it was going to instigate violence. So, you know, a bunch of peaceful patriots and God-loving peaceful people, you know, somehow was going to cause violence.
The violence is the Democrats' area of specialization, not the Trump supporters. That's really stunning and disappointing. I thought it was a great idea that he was embarking on this series of rallies. We have a couple of other callers online, but Chris, if you have another question or comment before I turn to the next caller, please.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Let me just suggest that as difficult as it may be, let us always try to find love, compassion, and forgiveness in our hearts. And every time the temptation comes to make our heart bitter, that we can repent and hope that our heart of stone can be traded in for a heart of flesh. And secondly, it looks like our only path forward is to find neighbors, band together, make Liberty Villages and rainbow resorts. And we got to grow our own food and unplug from society somehow or another. That may be our only chance. So thank you so much. God bless Revolution Radio.
Thank you for calling in. I'm telling everyone, given the chaotic situation we're in, to spend as much time with the loved ones, those persons they care about, because in all candor, we don't know how much time we have left. We have a caller from Florida who I'm sure wants to comment on some of these issues. Barb from Lakeland. Join us, Barb.
Yeah, hi. Hi, friends. A couple of things. You were talking about the cloud seeding. And a few years ago, there was an article in American Free Press I think she was a realtor. Her name was McMillan. I'll never forget the name. And she said that they were doing that cloud seeding to the west of the Continental Divide, I think it is, or the Rockies or whatever's out there in Colorado. And then anything to the east wasn't getting moisture and rain, and they were having to sell their cattle and close down their ranches. I was just wondering if anyone of the three of you was familiar with that cloud seeding effects east of that area.
Reba, Giuseppe, thoughts?
I know that they've used cloud seeding over the years from, you know, various time periods. I've had friends that were pilots of small prop planes that have done such a thing, but I didn't know it was orchestrated to be west of the Mississippi. That's the first I've heard of that, Barb.
Yeah, it was I think in western Colorado is really for the benefit of the ski resorts and things like that. And as a result, to the east of it, they didn't get the moisture that they needed to because it was all gone west. The other thing, I live in Florida, of course. I'm in Lake Worth, very close to Mar-a-Lago. But anyway, I wasn't crazy about the fact that Governor DeSantis went over to Israel and had to get some water. I guess it was out of the Jordan to baptize his child. I'm all for baptizing children. And I'm just wondering, you know, if that wasn't a little bit too much going over there and taking the group over there, and including our horrible agricultural commissioner who's tried everything she can against the governor.
That's
and she's a Democrat.
That's disturbing as all hell. What about this cancellation of the Sarasota rally? Do you know anything about that?
I saw it online that maybe they canceled the permit, but he already, I think, has a big event scheduled with, what's his name? Used to be on, he was on Fox. O'Reilly. Trump and O'Reilly are supposed to do a big event down in, I think it's Broward, at the big arena down there, December 11th, I think. And I thought to myself, boy, that's a long way down the road. But the two of them are going around to various cities and doing these events. So I really don't know. I just heard that it was a problem with the permit, but they can pull. And Sarasota is a very conservative town, so, you know, I could see Tampa maybe being a problem, but not Sarasota.
taught in Sarasota for several years at New College. We resided in Bradenton. We know that area very, very well. I'm looking at an announcement for the rally, which was only made a few days ago. I'm rather taken aback that it's been canceled. This was an announcement on 23 June, and now it's only 7 days later, 30 June. That's maybe some kind of record for announcement and cancellation. I find that all but inexplicable. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Well, I think that the corporate state wants to block Donald J. Trump as often as they can. So I think we're just witnessing that.
We have another caller from the 360 area. Barb, you're welcome to stay on, by the
way. Thank you. I'm good to run. Thank you.
Hey, Barb, if I may,
go.
I recognize your voice. We've actually talked multiple times at Whole Foods and around there in Palm Beach County. I've been a neighbor of President Trump for several years, Jim. So Barb and I have crossed paths. She's been at Palm Beach County Commissioner meetings, and we have spoken on many occasions.
Excellent.
Thanks for listening today, Barb.
Excellent. Barb, say more. If Barb departed the scene, then we have a caller from the 360 area code. Caller, please give us your name and your state, first name only in your state, 360.
Brian in Washington.
Go ahead. Is it Ryan in Washington?
It's Brian. I'm a regular caller.
Go ahead, Brian.
So, yeah, you have somebody that's going to run for political office in Florida. That's the entire length of the country away from me, but what we have in common is agriculture is a real amazing thing in Florida. You got a huge growing season, and I want to give a suggestion for one of the things in your platform that you could run on. If you could look into what biochar is. I've seen videos of tree services laying out chips in a guy's driveway in Florida. In that kind of heat, they dry out in a couple weeks, and he's figured out a way in his backyard to facilitate making charcoal. This goes in your vegetable garden, and it saves the minerals and reduces the amount of irrigation. Now, over here in Washington State, we've had legislation attempted to be brought in. So we put some money aside to look into this because we have
Actually, I thought we were killing the break, Mitchell, but if it's there, it's there.
I think it's gone now, Jim.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Brian.
So yeah, we're going to put some legislative money aside to look into biochar. But with the bill, what do they throw in? Well, let's throw in some rural broadband. Let's make sure that the John Deere remote controlled tractors can do real efficient farming. And we'll zap even Joe Blow out in the middle of the Tulies. So, of course, you know, this kind of legislation doesn't go through. So to a politician in Florida going to run, I'm making this suggestion. When our opponent...
You're going to be delighted to hear, and I want everyone who's listening to go to VoteReba, that's VoteReba.com. Go to my platform page, and you will see that that is one of my platform items on my agenda. It's agriculture. It's about the land and the agriculture. I am a very strong proponent of doing things organically, using natural amendments to put in the soil. I've been teaching against big ag and big pharma for over 30 years. And I'm very well aware of biochar and many other mechanisms to enrich the soil and to grow food that's 20 times or more nutritious than what we have in our stores today. And so I'm really excited for your call because this is another solution that we have, Giuseppe and Jim, is growing our own food. This is a way that we can have security is by starting our own little garden. You can get flower grow inside your apartment or your home, or you can start a garden outside in your yard, even if you just have a front yard. Although some of these HOAs, they stand against this. You need to grow a garden, but we need to push for this to be permitted. When you own your home, you should be able to grow your food. And I have some friends in the Atlanta area that had grown food for many years, and they were actually arrested for having a garden, and it was a well-kept garden, but they didn't want them to have food security. This is an important subject for sure.
Giuseppe, just listen to me. I'm going to really tie it into your broadcast and say, well, look, if you want to do a win-win, you got to look at our opponent. They left it back door open, and we can walk right in it. If you want to talk about climate change, climate carbon tax, and wildfires, and geoengineering, and all of this stuff, is their solution going to be to get carbon sequestered? Well, guess what? Joe Blow on his little back 40 can sequester carbon in this process. We have them by the short hairs. And we can't let it, you know, not put two and two together. And that's where I see, you know, you and Jim could really pin the tail on this donkey. And this is a huge opportunity in my mind. And living in Washington State, I have to listen to our governor, who, you know, you can't listen to him and not just point out all of Nikki Rapana's communitarian buzzwords. This guy is pushing the agenda that she tried to warn us about. It is clearly happening. He's well aware of Amitai Etzioni and the push for this. So that would be another suggestion for a platform to say, and there's this other thing of global governance, and it's not one of the other isms that everybody else mentions. It actually has a name, and I'm here to oppose it, would be another suggestion for your, you know, platform. So do you guys have other callers? You can bump me. I'm really glad you'd let me come on, or I'll talk about my garden and my biochar. What do you think?
You know, we do have another caller standing by, but I have been shocked that in some areas it's illegal to have a garden. I mean, how ridiculous is that? Clearly, this was anticipatory of creating a massive food shortage to use the shortage of food as starvation as a mechanism to manipulate the people, which Henry Kissinger observed long ago. If you want to control a government, control its finances. If you want to control the people, control the food. Giuseppe, yep. Your thoughts.
Oh, Reba, go ahead. I heard you wanted to jump in.
I just said, I was agreeing. I said yes to what Jim was saying. I mean, this has been their plan all along, and they know if they control the food, this is why they've done all this GMO, and Israel is the front runner in that regard. They have genetically modified many, many plants, and what people need to understand, those who are listening, you need to look for heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds are the kind that the Bible talks about. It's a seed that reproduces after itself. And these are the kinds of seeds that can safeguard your future. When you plant a seed, always make sure you save some of that seed and you have it to plant more plants. And the hybrids will not reproduce after themselves. And you certainly do not GMO. GMO is very destructive to our bodies.
Caller stand by. Scaredy Cat, join the conversation. Scaredy.
Hi, Jim and Reva and Giuseppe and Brian in Washington. So I'm guessing, Reba, are you going to, is it, okay, Reba, are you going to run as independent, I'm guessing, and not join the you know, the existing political parties? And what's your plan for Americans who are being sort of drowning in debt of all kinds, high mortgage, high credit card, high student debt, and you said you are a Jew, I think I heard that.
Yes.
Are you going to, okay, are you going to stop American dollars going to the Jews who are occupying Palestine? I think we have about $10 billion dollars or so going there to the to Western Asia.
Reba is seeking to answer your questions, which were good ones. Reba, go for it.
Yeah, really terrific questions. So I don't think we should be sending any money to any country overseas until we fix the problems right here at home. America first. And this is a biblical principle. You have to take care of your own home first. Get your house in order before you can help people outside of your space. And so we need to bring our soldiers home. We need to get the homeless taken care of. We need to make sure people are well fed. And there's a whole plan that has been worked out for many years now. There is a call for this thing called Nasara. And this is where we will start actually getting back the money that has been stolen from us for generations. There's a thing called CAFR accounts, C-A-F-R, and there are trillions of dollars that are in these accounts that belong to we the people. And we shouldn't have to pay one dime further to the IRS, to property taxes, or anything else for decades, because there is so much money right now that has already been stolen. And these people that are in these positions of so-called power and authority, they've been ripping us off millions of dollars, each one of them, for years. And so it's time that money come back to us and we get justice. So your question about running for office, I had registered as a Republican when I ran for Congress 2 years ago. Well, the election was in 2020, but I want to run differently for the Senate, the U.S. Senate. I'm running against Marco Rubio, but I just recently found out that they put some pretty strong restrictions on you of being able to change your party affiliation. I want to run as a We the People candidate. I think that I'm not going to be able to do that. So regrettably, it looks like I'll be primarying against Marco Rubio instead of going straight to the general.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough road to hoe because, of course, he's very popular, though I have no doubt you would be the better servant of the people than Marco Rubio. Scarity, more thoughts?
Yeah, thank you, Jim and Reva. So just if you could tell us, I've never heard of this CAFR. If you could tell us what the letters mean and how, some more specific your specific plan, not to just say we want the money back, but what's your specific plan, writing laws or whatever. And also the sanctions that are on foreign countries. So, yeah, great, bring our soldiers back, treat them well here. And like Russia, Iran, Venezuela, countries minding their own business are being strangled. And so we want to do well for our country, but why are we deliberately harming other countries? So those two questions, CAFR and sanctions on foreign countries.
Okay, so CAFR stands for Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. I actually did a show on this a few weeks ago, and the fact of the matter is our government has not been of we the people for a long time. It all started back in the 1800s, and our local governments in our townships, in our cities, our state governments and our federal government are all corporations. They have been incorporated, and our United States of America Inc. was started in 1871, and we've been taken over by a foreign entity. We have not been governed by we the people any of our life, you know, and I think that we're going forward into a time where we will finally be free for the first time ever, our nation, totally free when these things take place. But they have been stealing our money, putting it into these accounts and hiding it from the people. And they keep multiple books and they don't want us to know that they have been stealing so they can pay themselves. They have big fat retirement accounts, and the people are living, many of them, in poverty, and they should not be. We should give back every dime that has been paid into these international bankers. The Federal Reserve is not federal. This is a private entity, which I've heard has now been canceled, if you will. And I'm sorry, your second question?
It was on, are you going to... yourself, I know you will be just one of 100 senators, but your work for the sanctions and just what to do about Americans kind of drowning in less income and high debt. So American debt and sanctions of foreign countries.
A scaredy cat. They have been wanting to keep us so busy having to work two and three jobs that we don't have time to research and properly educate ourselves to have knowledge. You know, the Bible says my people die for lack of knowledge. We have to understand what's been going on. And it's been a scam all along. We've been lied to literally about everything. And they have set about to deceive the people. That's what the father of lies does. He deceives the people to try to accomplish his agenda. And of course, his agenda is totally the opposite of our agenda. We want safety and we want security for ourselves and our families. And I want to read something to you. I wrote a tweet a little over 2 years ago, and posted this on my personal Twitter account. And it really sums up quite nicely what has happened to us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Psychiatrists destroy minds. Scientists destroy truth. Major media destroys information, religion destroys spirituality, and governments destroy freedom. And they have set about to literally take everything from us. And so for the people that are struggling out there, you know, there is hope for a better future. We the people, when we realize the power that lies within our hands from our founding documents, these things are already in place. This is not a coup. This is not a takeover. This is reclaiming what is rightfully ours, and that is our ability to self-govern. We were established as a republic, not a democracy. This is not mob rule. This is we the people deciding what we want. It is supposed to be by the consent of the governed. And so if you don't consent to being taxed out of life and ability to support and nourish your family, if you don't consent to that, then you want to keep more of your dollars in your own pocket so that you can take care of your body's needs and your family's needs, then you should have the ability to do that. And so when we the people realize that we are the boss And the people in Congress and in the White House are not the boss, that we are the ones that tell them what to do, and they have to be our voice. This is not about elections, folks. We have the right to air our grievances. We have the right to remove them from office. We don't have to wait 2 years or 4 years or 6 years. We can actually take care of business now. And this is one of the lies from the pits of hell that we have been told over and over again for generations. And that is, oh, we'll get them next time. No, there's not a next time. We don't wait till 2024. We want to know what the real vote of the people was in 2020. You know, I ran in 2020 for Congress. Perhaps I really won. Perhaps they covered it up and gave it to the Democrat, right?
Could I jump in?
Sure.
So when Jim says, you know, they're actually outlawing vegetable gardens. Well, what I would also recommend is that rather than asking people to come to your We Are So Screwed parade and wondering why nobody shows up, we could lead by example. How are you going to tell somebody, especially a rural person, but it is definitely including inner city people, that they can't grow food up here where I live? There's a lot of pressure to say, well, you're causing too much air pollution by reducing wildfire and making charcoal. So we need to get enough people together to, by example, say, no, actually, I'm heating my bathtub, I'm heating my greenhouse, and I'm going to defend my right to put this stuff in the ground I own till my last dying breath. You're not going to take my garden soil that I put 10 years of my life into creating, lab analysis and adding minerals to it. There's no way I'm going to lay down my arms and say, well, I guess we've all been wildlanded.
Brian, I appreciate all of that. I want to interject, Reba. It seems to me, you know, that yes, you make a key point. Most Americans don't understand democracy is, as it were, the direct election by majority vote, as it were, and it does promote the mentality of the lynch mob, for example, so that we elect representatives, which is what makes us a republic. But it seems to me the fact that the theft of the election using electronic voting machines is compromising our ability to elect representatives we want to represent us, to conduct reforms or referenda or recalls. So I would encourage that one of your planks should be eliminating all electronic voting machines, going back to paper ballots and hand counts, which is not only cheaper and more accurate, but brings the community together. Also opposing gerrymandering of voting districts, also getting private money out of federal elections, all of which ought to be sponsored or paid for by the taxpayer. And although it sounds counterintuitive, restoring the draft. Reba, I believe that it was a colossal mistake when Nixon abolished a draft. He wanted to take the wind out of the anti-war movement, but it had the effect of disconnecting ordinary families from these executive decisions about war and peace because they no longer felt they had a stake because their sons and daughters wouldn't be involved. So we have a whole generation now, several, that have never experienced military service, haven't acquired the discipline, don't know how to take orders, didn't acquire a trade or a productive, have never assumed responsibility. And I think that's a major problem for the United States, not to mention that they wouldn't know, you know, the rifle, the butt of a rifle from the stock. I mean, it's embarrassingly bad what's going on here. And I fear that having abandoned the draft was a calamity for the nation.
Could I chime in and you can get rid of me?
Again. In fact, everyone all over the planet should know how to handle a weapon. I had a gun in my hand when I was a very young girl, and I'm a sharpshooter, and I have a concealed carry license. And I think everyone should. We need to be well armed, and we need to know how to handle ourselves, whether you're a man or a woman. There are only two sexes. And you will be pleased to know, Jim, that is already on my platform.
Excellent.
Secure elections and to have campaign finance reform. And here's my thoughts on that. I don't want candidates to be able to raise as much money as they can. That's not the idea. I don't want to know how popular you are. I want to know how you can budget and you can stretch a dollar. Like, I think they should have very tight restrictions, no super PACs, no PACs at all. And I think they should limit, let's say, a congressional candidate to $100,000. That's the maximum they can spend, period. $100,000. Many of these are spending millions upon millions of dollars. And I think for a statewide race, like a U.S. Senate race or a gubernatorial race, that $1 million should be the cap. Like, you cannot spend. You cannot spend, therefore, there's no need to raise more than $1 million. This will revolutionize how we see our candidates, because if they all have the same amount of money that they can spend, and they can't spend more than that, we're not going to have like these advertising that's all over the place constantly. You're going to have quality versus quantity, and it's going to cut down on the pollution from these yard signs everywhere. Like, nothing is more disgusting to me than to see 50 signs of the same person when I arrive at my precinct. Like, I don't want to see that. Like, that makes me not want to vote for that person. But my mindset's a little different than most. We need to restructure how we view the election process. And we want to see a candidate live within their means, and their means is capped. And this whole thing of the panhandling, it's glorified panhandling, how they beg you. And even President Trump has done this. He'll send you, you know, 10 asks a day, by text, by email, by phone calls, wanting you to donate money. And all the candidates do this. And it's an outrage. Like, if you want to support someone, you'll support someone. But we should not be donating billions of dollars to a presidential candidate. No.
Reba, I think a lot of Floridians would want to vote for you, but you're going to have to characterize this guy you're up against, who's very formidable in relation to the deep state, the extent to which he represents the establishment, that you are an outsider, very much as Donald Trump pitted himself against Hillary Clinton, you must pit yourself against Marco Rubio.
Well, there's...
Could I chime in for one final comment?
Brian, no, listen, we're too short. I'm sorry, you've been great. I'm really glad to have had you here. Giuseppe, I want your thoughts.
I'd like to get Reba's thoughts on this whole critical race theory insanity and the absolute destruction of our public education system with this Common Core.
Well, we simply can't allow it in. I mean, this is an outrage, just like teaching bestiality to kindergartners. Like, we can't allow it. This perversion is in the pits of hell, and we don't want our children thrown in that pit of hell. You know, people have different skin tones. Okay, that's a reality. But don't judge people on their color. You look at their character, you look at their personality and the merits that they bring to the table. We shouldn't even be asking people the question of what color are you? What race are you? And we shouldn't be asking about what sex you are either. When someone asks a question on a form, what sex are you? They want you to put male or woman, male or female. I put yes. They ask me sex, I say yes.
Reba, let me mention, there are states now where they're allowing birth certificates to be gender neutral, that you can make up your gender, and that if you're if you're it's a gay couple, that they don't have to specify the father. I can't begin to explain how this undermines the legal system, the legitimacy of births and accurate records. This is just absurd. That ought to be part of your campaign too, which I expect it will be. You're just a great candidate.
Thank you. Well, when it comes to race, I put human. That's what I put. I don't put white. I am Caucasian, but I put human. We are one human race.
Yeah. Reba, that's okay for the future, but when you're born, you have to have accuracy in those statistics. Yes. And you either have the male genitalia or the female. There's no in between. So okay. They can't allow this race sex neutral business. And they can't allow not specifying the biological parents. That's indispensable to records for the rest of your life, for every citizen. This cannot be tolerated. It's insulting and it's wrong.
I agree. We have to identify as what we are genetically born as. And the manipulation of these young children's minds to pervert them like they have done is criminal. It's a crime against humanity. But when it comes to statistics, as an adult, if I'm doing a questionnaire for someone, I don't think they should be trying to divide us. And that's what these kinds of questions do. They divide us as a people. And it doesn't matter. We shouldn't be hiring people or dividing people according to race or sex or age or any of those things. Like, these are demographics that they've been following and statistically collecting for many, many years. But I want to have people immigrate to this country based on merit. What do you bring to the table? I want people to come apply for a job based on their qualifications, not because they're black and female.
Reba, you're a sensational candidate. We support you 100%. Giuseppe, I want you to have the closing comments here of appreciation to Reba.
Oh, man, Reba's remarkable. I hope that everyone will not only support her in her candidacy, tune in to Red States Radio every day, Sunday through Monday. She does 2 hours, redstateradio.com, I believe. Reba Live is the name of the show. We hope to have her back soon. And I would say that even if Marco Rubio prevails, and with the corrupt system, he probably will, she needs to become a vital write-in candidate.
Absolutely, Reba. We can't thank you enough. And to all the callers as well, thank you all for joining us for the event today.
Thanks for having me.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict. But